WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by groundshuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A majority of Bryan school board members are interested in one parent's request to change the criteria for academic awards for graduating high school seniors.
Lisa Hubacek is a parent of a Bryan High senior. She says her daughter doesn't currently qualify for the summa cum laude designation because she is not in the top 2% of her class, while a Rutter senior with a lower grade point average is in line to get that honor.
I find this to be blatantly unfair because by definition, summa cum laude is the highest honor that the educational institution can bestow.
Hubacek wants the board to temporarily use the lowest GPA of a Rutter High graduate as the benchmark for all graduates in Bryan ISD.
Now, this is going to create a lot more summa cum laude graduates at Bryan High and a whole lot more at collegiate for this interim period of time. Because, I mean, in my opinion, I would suggest that for the incoming freshmen, you adopt a new policy that's based on GPA strictly.
A school board majority instructed administrators to collect additional information for possible action during their night meeting on the 20th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Spring enrollment at Blinn College is down less than 1% from record numbers a year ago. At the Bryan campus, headcount is down nearly 8% or nearly 900. That is nearly offset by gains in the number of dual credit students, those taking online classes, and students at the Health Science Center. Headcount is up in Brenham and Schulenburg and down in Sealy. The number of contact hours, which is how the state determines funding, is down 2.5% from the spring of last year. A group of state lawmakers have presented data that claims property taxes are growing nearly three times as fast as residents' ability to pay them. The Dallas Morning News reports the data defends proposed state legislation that would cap how much local governing bodies can increase taxes and would allow voters to roll back those increases. That was among the subjects brought up during College Station Mayor Carl Mooney's last visit on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
Well, you start taking money away from the cities, and how do we operate? Everybody would like to pay less in taxes, but the reality is we need fire, we need police, we need roads, we need water and electric and wastewater. The list goes on and on and on.
The Morning News also reported analyzing other economic data, which indicated the difference between property owner paychecks and their tax bills is not nearly as wide as the information presented by supporters of the legislation. A Bryan man is in jail for hanging two of his three pit bulls last month. A neighbor of 28-year-old Eugene Marcus Hawkins reported what he saw to police. According to the arrest report, Hawkins used a brown rope to hang and kill Sonny and a blue rope to hang and torture Rocky. The neighbor told police he was able to free Rocky, who ran away. Officers were given information that they believe the dogs were hanged because Hawkins was angry at his mother for protecting his girlfriend, who Hawkins was upset with. Hawkins remains in jail in lieu of bonds totaling $56,000. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 68 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by groundshuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let groundshuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, we were talking about New Year's resolutions, and we were talking about how having a pool can help you stay in shape and get fit. What kind of things can people do to stay fit in the pool?
Well, we have a new system out. It's called a swim lane. So it's you can basically swim in place against a current in a pool and allows the user to turn the current up or down. So no matter your ability, whether you're just learning to rehab yourself or you're a full-out competitive swimmer, this is a system for you.
Now, of course, obviously, pools aren't just for getting in shape. They're also fun for the whole family, right?
Yeah, you know, one New Year's resolution we hear a lot is that families want to spend more time together. And I think there's nothing better than having a pool in your backyard. This is the time. If you want a pool for 2017, call us right now and let's talk, let's sit down, let's look at your backyard, and let's get a pool started.
Don't wait. Let Sunshine Fun Pools help you fulfill your New Year's resolution today by giving them a call at 690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hey, good morning. It's 7-11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
For today, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, breezy and warm, high temperature 80 to 85. For tonight, mild around 59 or 60 with a few scattered clouds. We stay breezy warm on Wednesday as well, mostly sunny, temperature low 80s. Then we cool off, clear skies on Wednesday night, 50 to 55, mostly sunny on Thursday, cooler with a high of 70. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, in A&M women's basketball, senior forward Curtis Knox has been named as a finalist for the Nancy Lieberman Award. Meanwhile, Baylor has fired a newly hired assistant strength and conditioning coach amidst yet another scandal. And in the NBA, the Spurs fell to the Grizzlies in Memphis, while the shorthanded Mavericks couldn't hold off Will Barton and the Nuggets. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, not to minimize that, but in the grand scheme of things, what's been going on at Baylor, that's pretty lame.
Pretty lame.
I mean, lame. If you're going to get fired, let's get fired for the reason they fired their football coach, too, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, it's kind of close.
Oh, I know. It's horrible. Yeah. It's an absolute cesspool.
Yes, anyway. It is.
All right, well, we got a few things that we can clean up here, last-minute things to clean up in the Super Bowl. By the way, what the heck's the deal with that jersey? I mean, Dan Patrick even said, we're going to do something about this. Is he going to legislate that? Is that what he's going to do? You got Greg Abbott saying, you know, we got the Texas Rangers on there.
Right. Well, and the thing is, you know, if anyone tries to sell it, they're going to get caught.
I think so.
So, I don't know.
It's what happens sometimes when any... For instance, when a piece of art or something that would be instantly recognizable, somebody just steals it so they can have it, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then you're going to get people trying to sell not real, you know, the ones he didn't wear. Right. And then this is just a mess.
Yeah. Well, Dan Patrick released a statement saying that the shirt could be, quote, the most valuable NFL collectible ever.
Yeah, it might be. I mean, maybe not the most, but close.
Right. And there are memorabilia sites that say it could be worth $500,000.
Yeah.
Now, here's the question. If you somehow acquired it from somebody who stole it, do you go down if you try to sell it?
Yeah, you bet.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, you're receiving stolen property.
Yeah, I guess. You're trying to sell it.
No way you can't know.
No, that's it. So there you are. And what was interesting is, once again, New England Patriots tried to cover things up. They said, no, one of their equipment guys took it and put it someplace for safekeeping. But then... after they investigated that, they found out that wasn't true. But how does somebody get access to the locker room? You know, is everybody should be credentialed who's in there.
And that's it. It has to be someone on the inside, yeah. I would think. It's either, you know, because someone asks, how does that happen? Well, I'm sure there's tons of people in the locker room between media and workers and, you know, whether they're working for the stadium or for the team. I mean, what's going to be crazy is when it comes out that someone from the Patriots organization was the one who stole it.
Yeah. Well, it's happened before with jewelry. It's happened before with World Series rings and things like that.
Where there have been people who've absconded with stuff.
stuff. It does.
At
it
a
really
certain
does.
Point, though, it's going to be funny if it's like one of his teammates playing a joke.
Yeah, that's the other thing is if one of his teammates who doesn't really like him.
Wait.
Oh, wait.
That's Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. Everybody Nobody loves like Tom Brady.
You didn't really mean to say that.
Yeah. No.
He's going to find it stuffed in a pocket of his gym bag one of these days.
Yeah.
He's gonna be like, oh,
there it is.
I totally put it in there.
Someone texted in and said it's hanging on the air compressor where they inflate footballs.
Yes,
the
exactly.
last place he would look.
So what's his Cephalo? Is that the backup quarterback? Maybe he stole it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, could be that.
Cephalo.
Something or a little.
Whatever his name is. Anyway. So with the Falcons holding a seemingly insurmountable lead on the Patriots during Super Bowl, Canadian tennis pro Jeannie Bouchard was feeling confident. That's when a Twitter user saw an opportunity. 7 minutes after a tweet about the Falcons' impending victory left Bouchard's fingers, he replied to her with an offer. Go on a date with me if the Patriots come back and win. She agreed.
Ooh, smooth move.
So I don't know what she's gotten herself into, but
she's probably like,
Ed, what are you doing?
Yeah, sure, okay, I'll
do
that.
Why are you doing that?
Why are you responding?
Do you even know this Twitter user?
No, probably not.
All right, here's the way the numbers really, really break down. If you're like many U.S. Americans, you probably spent the 3 or 4 or even 5 hours involved in some form or another and watching the Super Bowl and the pre-game show and the post-game show and all that. Okay, but the total amount of time you spent watching the actual game, just over 16 minutes. Of the 64 minutes on the play clock, including the overtime, there was only 16 minutes and 4 seconds of action. There was an hour, 5 minutes and 5 seconds of commercials, and then everything else was 2 hours and 28 minutes. So you watched 16 minutes of football.
Wow.
Just in case you care. Just saying. Well, but we all know that. And we know that's true in college games, too. The actual action is very limited, but nonetheless. So anyway, I guess is that all the Super Bowl stories we're going to have?
I think so.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm not sure. Oh, no, wait, one more. Lady Gaga, okay? Because everybody, a whole lot of people think that was a really good performance.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They're still trying to politicize it.
Still some critics.
Yeah.
But apparently, she and her team spread out in a 10,000-square-foot mansion while they were in the Houston area, featuring a spiral staircase, 5 bedrooms, 5.5 baths, and it cost her absolutely nothing. She is buddies with the guys who own Airbnb.
Oh.
They set it up for her.
Nice.
So she got it for nothing.
Hey.
Yeah, okay.
Because she doesn't have the money.
No, right? She doesn't. Yeah. Poor thing.
So just, good.
She needs to save every cent she gets.
That is so cool.
Can't do that. Hey, it's 717. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And, as you heard, we already got a text this morning. You could text us anytime, 979-695-1620. But you got to put the area code in there if you do that. So Queen Elizabeth, congratulations to her. She made British history one more time.
Oh, yeah.
The only monarch to celebrate a sapphire jubilee after 65 years on the throne.
Wow.
Woo.
Kicked off her reign back in 1952. That was, as all those folks who study the royals know, it was her father, King George VI, who passed away, that she took over.
Mm-hmm.
Westminster Abbey marked the occasion by ringing the bells, and she's 90 years old.
Wow.
So there you are. Good for her.
She's beaten Ruth.
That's right.
Maybe they have the same personal trainer.
Think about that.
There you go.
Does she wear a hat when she does personal training? Because she wears a hat for almost everything.
Maybe she has an athletic cap.
Could be. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Police in Pennsylvania say a woman tried to buy a $1.2 million home using fake checks. Of course. York County prosecutors charged one Catherine Kempson, 49 years old, with copying a credit union logo from the internet and attaching it to a fake cashier's check.
Yikes.
Which I guess you could get a template of or something.
Yeah, I just don't understand where, and maybe you, even once you pass that, how you're going to get away with buying a multi-million dollar house.
Well, and they will find you because they know where you live.
Yeah.
Anyhow, she allegedly tried to pass off this check for $60,000 to the real estate office using the forged credit union signatures. Cops say the credit union's fraud department flagged the transaction.
Yeah.
Before the money was transferred. Anyway, people, police say that during the questioning, she admitted to misleading realtors.
Oh, misleading.
Yeah. Police spokesman said, I'm guessing she probably didn't think it through. Yeah.
Did you lie? Well, I misled
you. It's a misunderstanding.
Yeah. I didn't lie. I just
misled.
Yeah, that's all. 720.
What's the difference between getting your license and becoming a safe driver? At Safeway Driving, no, it's the number of hours spent training behind the wheel. That's why we offer a variety of packages to train drivers of all skill levels. Getting a license is not a rite of passage. It's a learned skill, and just like any other skill, it takes hours of practice to hone. It's time to take your driver training seriously and take it with Safeway Driving. To get on the road to safe driving, go to safewaydriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8372.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zwornemann Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
722, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We've got, in the next half hour, a sound guaranteed to make babies laugh. Okay, we'll see. In the meantime, if you have an intense hatred of hearing certain noises, like sounds of pen clicking, okay, chewing, or even breathing.
Or chip bags crinkling.
Oh, yeah. That could, a real medical condition could be the reason why. People with a condition called misophobia have an unusually strong aversion to trigger sounds. CBS News says new research shows this condition may be rooted in, brain abnormalities. So if this bothers you,
you're weird.
You may have a brain abnormality. These noises can trigger an immediate and very strong fight or flight response in people.
Oh.
Turns out that the brain scans have shown this abnormality in part of the brain that regulates emotional control, putting their brains into overdrive with the trigger noises. The trigger noises can create other physical effects as well, including an increased heart rate and sweating.
Wow.
I mean, I was going to say, I understand being annoyed, but to have like a physical response.
Yeah, that's pretty intense.
Apparently it does happen, though. Apparently it does happen for people. So we'll see. Death will happen to the best of us.
Indeed.
Yeah, and the worst of us, too.
So they say.
But it may be completely different than we imagine. Fox News is reporting that researchers from the University of Washington studied mice and zebrafish. I don't know why those two groups. Maybe because they were handy.
they had extras.
What are we going to do with all these zebrafish?
Yeah, we've got all these zebrafish.
Ooh, experiment time.
That's right. So, yeah. Anyway, and they discovered genes which communicate with the cells keep messaging one another up to 48 hours after the heart stops beating.
Yeah. Wow.
So that mouse is listening to you.
Yeah.
Anyway, Peter Noble, who's an authority on the... on the stuff, says that it means that not all cells are dead when an organism dies. He believes that the same thing happens in human deaths, and he thinks that the cells could be attempting to repair themselves.
Well, you do hear those stories about people who, like, die and then come back to life.
That's right. Bounce up off the table.
That's absolutely terrifying, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Not as bad as cockroaches from earlier this morning.
Correct.
But that's okay.
Correct.
That's all right. All right, so Facebook and Google teaming up to make sure... oh, I didn't tell you ahead of time, Brad, to come up with the fake news sounder.
Ah,
oh, wait,
okay.
We'll start all over again. Okay, right. Act like you didn't hear those words we just said.
What words?
Hey, look at this. Facebook and Google are teaming up to make sure fake news...
Fake news. Fake news. Fake news.
That sounds so professional.
So professional.
Yeah, doesn't screw up or give the appearance of screwing up any election ever again. Mm. The two online giants, along with the newsrooms in France, are joining forces on a new project that would help verify or debunk any viral information online. It's called CrossCheck. And its focus is going to be on the 2017 French presidential election, which is almost as controversial as America's 2016 election.
Almost.
Third-party fact-checkers will assess the content, and the warnings will be added to make these disputed links. Disputing content may be ranked lower on your news feed if you happen to be one of those people who gets a news feed.
This is my issue with this, though. What is that company's end game? You know what I mean? What is their politics? Because that's how it's going to be skewed, regardless of how you – nobody is doing it by the facts anymore.
Yeah, you can't know that they're going to be right down the middle.
There's no such thing as absolutely just –
You mean they might have an agenda?
News.
Is that what you're saying?
Could
be a chance that they have an agenda? Well, again, it's the French. You can't trust them with anything anyhow.
No,
we'll see. But that's they say they're going to do that. So Facebook, Google, and folks over in France are going to see what they can do to come up with a way to protect us from fake news.
Because we know Mark Zuckerberg.
Because we need the French to do it for us.
Yeah,
well, and
really.
We know Mark Zuckerberg is definitely very liberal.
Yep,
so,
he is.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, just
on.
Once again, critical thinking is always a good idea.
Yes.
Critical thinking. Just look at it and go, is that? Because we did that this morning with the Cheeto, right? I mean, could that
right?
be true? Sadly.
We think it is.
We think it is. All right. 7:26. Here's the weather, and it's brought to you this morning by Action Sports. Home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportsdx.com. Going to have another warm day. Actually, a couple of them. About 85 for a high temperature today and tomorrow. Cool down a little bit on Thursday, and 73 will be our high. Then 77 on Friday. Back up to 80 on Saturday. As far as chances of rain, they don't come till the weekend. We'll have a really pretty good amount of sunshine for the next few days. And unseasonably warm. Right now, winds out of the south at 13, 90% relative humidity, and we've got 69 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
In early January, before Trump was inaugurated, a few dozen protesters stood in the snow across from Chuck Schumer's Brooklyn apartment. They chanted, "We're here. We're pissed, so Dems resist."
Okay. Having an issue with my computer not updating. That was Rush's update from yesterday, so we'll find today's.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
Now, according to Politico, Republicans are facing anger at town hall meetings from Obamacare lovers. Near Sacramento, Republican California Congressman Tom McClintock was greeted by hundreds of protesters who had no interest in a town hall discussion. They were there to disrupt. They shouted him down. They were so vicious that Congressman needed a police escort to get him out of the event while the disruptors screamed resist and shame. Florida Congressman Gil Bilirakis faced a hostile crowd in Pinellas County. Politico says that Bilirakis got 2 hours of anger from his constituents, young, old, black, and white, who demanded he not repeal Obamacare. Now, these protests are not spontaneous. They're manufactured. They're part of a left-wing strategy. How do I know? Easy. Before he left office, Obama met with Democrats to scheme how they could sabotage Republicans and Obamacare. They didn't even bother to hide it. It was well reported by the drive-bys. They aren't even waiting until the Republicans announce their plans on Obamacare. These protesters just want to intimidate Republicans into doing nothing. So some bought and paid for protesters are being bussed in to disrupt town hall meetings. That's no reason for Republicans to go wobbly. After the November election, there are no more excuses. Zero. They've got to ignore the staged anger and do what they promised. Repeal Obamacare once and for all and get going on tax cuts now.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, question. Did you know that identity theft goes beyond what you can see on a credit report? Yeah, identity thieves can open new accounts. They can rent or buy properties. They can drain your 401k and even file fake tax returns all in your name. There are all kinds of ways identity theft can happen that go way beyond what you might expect. And that's why LifeLock goes beyond credit monitoring to help protect your identity. They use proprietary technology to alert you to a wide range of threats to your identity. And if there's a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can feel beyond good knowing that somebody is looking out for you. The number to call, 800-440-4833, or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. And that'll get you 10% off on your membership. LifeLock, 800-440-4833, promo code RUSH.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police say a local man hanged two of his three pit bulls because he was upset with his girlfriend. 28-year-old Eugene Marcus Hawkins, who was arrested for animal cruelty, is in jail in lieu of bonds totaling $56,000. According to the arrest report, a neighbor reported releasing a chocolate and white pit bull named Rocky, who was hanged with a blue rope on the driver's side of Hawkins' SUV. After freeing Rocky, the neighbor reported finding Sunny, a tan and white pit bull, who had died after it was hanged with a brown rope on the passenger side of the vehicle. More of this year's graduates at Bryan's three high schools could be getting academic honors.
That follows the request of one parent at yesterday's school board workshop. Lisa Hubacek says her daughter, who attends Bryan High, does not currently qualify for the summa cum laude designation because she's not in the highest 2% in her class. Hubacek says her daughter has a higher grade point average than the student at Rudder, who is in the top 2% of her class.
You have an environment of highly, highly academic kids at Bryan High, and it is much more difficult for students at Bryan High to get into the top 2% because of that.
Hubacek called on the board to temporarily give what's been for 5 years the honor for top 2% students to all high school graduates who are at or above the minimum GPA at Rudder. Her permanent solution is to set a minimum GPA.
If you have a GPA where you say, 4.5, that's it. You get that, you got summa cum laude. Then it's not arbitrary. It's not a random break. It's not dependent on class size, and it's more within the student's control.
A school board majority instructed administrators to collect additional information for possible action during their night meeting on the 20th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The number of Blinn College students on the Bryan campus this semester is down by nearly 900 from this time last year. Most of that loss was made up by an increase of 280 students taking online classes, 250 more dual credit students, 137 more at the Health Science Center, and 86 more students in Brenham. Overall, Blinn's headcount this spring is down 85 from last year's record. The number of contact hours students are taking, which is how state funding is determined, is down 2.5% from the spring of last year. State lawmakers supporting a cap on how much local governing bodies can raise property taxes have released new data in support of their cause. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs asks those legislators how cities are expected to pay for current and future public safety and infrastructure needs.
Particularly in a growing city where we have to take care of the existing city and address the needs of our new areas. I've spent some time over the last couple weeks and particularly meeting with developers and trying to get some type of a collaborative going on between folks, and rather than folks just sitting in separate rooms going like, well, these folks aren't doing this and these folks, well, come on, let's put our resources together and find out how we can best get this thing resolved.
The Dallas Morning News reported Senator Paul Bettencourt presented data that shows city tax collections grew by 82%, while median household income rose by 29%. The Morning News also cited other economic data that indicated the difference was not as wide as the data presented by Bettencourt. In Austin, a mother was arrested for child abandonment after a 3-year-old girl was found wandering a road at night, partially clothed and with a bruise on her forehead. KXAN Television reports 27-year-old Jessica Espinoza came out of a neighbor's house and could not tell police about what her three other children, ages 1, 6, and 11, were doing. A review of records shows information about hundreds of teachers who have voluntarily surrendered their licenses after possible improper conduct with students but never were charged isn't readily available to the public. An analysis by the Austin American-Statesman also found the Texas Education Agency doesn't track if a teacher has been charged or convicted of a crime. And the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case seeking restrictions on where patent lawsuits can be filed, and that could have an impact in Texas.
Leading a coalition of 17 states, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a friend of the court brief which centers on the Eastern District of Texas. It's attracted anywhere between 25 and 50% of all patent suits. Paxton wants them filed in the court where the alleged infringement occurred or the defendant has their business. Dare McKinney with the American Tort Reform Association says,
when plaintiff's attorneys sense that they have an advantage with a particular type of litigation in a particular jurisdiction, they will find their way there.
Paxton says the average patent damage award in the Eastern District of Texas is $38 million more than the average awarded outside it. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 70 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My wife tells me I'm a terrible listener.
My wife says the same thing, but I heard her loud and clear when she told me to take our old rusted patio furniture to Jackrabbit Powder Coating.
Quick Bunny Flower Toting?
No, Earl, Jackrabbit Powder Coating. Now we take everything metal we own and have it powder coated. It's a tough finish far superior to paint, so it looks great and stands the test of time.
Okay, so Jack Dragon Trouser Roasting. I got it.
Earl, it's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage and Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning, it's 7:38. News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
For today, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, breezy and warm, high temperature 80 to 85. For tonight, mild around 59 or 60 with a few scattered clouds. We stay breezy warm on Wednesday as well, mostly sunny, temperature low 80s. Then we cool off, clear skies on Wednesday night, 50 to 55, mostly sunny on Thursday, cooler with a high of 70. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Curtis Knox is a finalist for the Nancy Lieberman Award for her outstanding performance this year. Meanwhile, in the NFL, Kyle Shanahan replaces Chip Kelly as the head coach of the 49ers. And in the NBA, the Grizzlies held the Spurs to their lowest score of the season, and the Mavs' four-game winning streak comes to an end at the hands of the Denver Nuggets. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. We're in the WC Tractor studio. They are your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's breezy outside. I mean, it's about 12 to 15 miles an hour out of the southwest. But that's okay. You know, we'll probably welcome that this afternoon when it's getting warm.
Yeah.
Hey, if you weren't with us in the first hour and you didn't get to see the Trump interview with Bill O'Reilly, kind of a news flash that came out of that interview when O'Reilly's talking to him about the former president.
We get along. I don't know if he'll admit this, but he likes me.
How do you know he likes
I like
you?
Him because I can feel it. You know, that's what I do in life. It's called, like, I understand.
Like,
it's called, like I understand. He talks like a valley girl sometimes.
He does.
It's so funny.
How could that be? The leader of the free world.
Just use the word like. He likes
like
me.
Yeah.
We get along.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll admit this, but he likes me.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
Yeah.
All the feels and the emotions.
Anyway. See, he's just as much fun then. He's just as much fun as when he's tweeting stuff out.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He talks like, well, I don't know that real people talk exactly like that, but but it's almost like you catch him and he's in an unguarded moment.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't have any filter going on.
Because he's never had to have one.
You're right. When you're the richest guy in the room, you don't have to have a filter.
It's not the nonsensical political answers you usually get.
True.
You know,
well,
for better or worse.
You know, between coach speak and political speak, you need to be able to cut through the garbage every once in a while.
Yeah.
So he does. By the way, while we're talking about positively wonderful things, the Hater app goes live tomorrow. Hater? Yes, the Hater.
Those haters. You talked about them earlier
That's
today.
That's right. Yeah, positively, the most often, whenever you start, you know, dating somebody new, there could be reason for hating.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It says here a new dating app that publicly launches tomorrow, flips the script of its competitors and matches people based on things they mutually dislike.
Yeah.
That's the Hater app. Okay. Here's the deal. It's a swipe-based app. Hater first has you swipe down for hate, up for love, right for like, and left for dislike.
Oh, that's too
much
swiping.
Wow, it really is. Yeah. Or you can opt
accidental
out for
swiping.
Neutral. You know, that's the other
accidental
thing.
Accidental swiping.
I didn't mean that. I want to take that swipe back. There apparently also is an option to press down and see what percentage of people respond with each reaction.
Okay.
There are 2,000 topics right now.
Oh, wow.
So, and that's the deal. That way, man, that's a lot of trouble. That's a lot of research.
So you have to go through 2,000 topics before you can start matching with people?
I don't know that. It's just that there are 2,000 now. I can't, if they can't make you have to go through that.
No,
that's not
I bet
work.
They make you go through a minimum of something and they can at least start matching you.
But
and then
for
you
instance,
can...
they do include Donald Trump, gluten free, camping, marijuana. Butt selfies, and Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Apparently, there's many, many more, but those are the ones they chose to tell us. Eventually, the plan is to add user-generated topics. After swiping through for a bit, you can see your matches.
All right.
With each percentage determined by your shared dislikes. Shared dislikes, not what you like, but you know, sometimes
that can be more of a
That's what I'm saying. When you first start out,
bonding factor.
You've done all this positive stuff on that person, and then you find out, well, okay, I can't talk about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And more, if you like the person more and you want to spend more time with them, then do you touch whatever that is that y'all disagree on?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Hello,
the Hater app.
Yeah, 2,000 topics. I can already tell you, I hate this app.
Yeah,
there you go. I wonder if that should be one of the topics.
Let's just start
online
there.
Dating.
With all those options, though, it really is one of those things where it's like, what if you swipe, like, you hate somebody, you're like, oh, yeah, I hate butt selfies.
Well,
and then you're like, wait a minute, well, I don't really hate, I just kind of dislike them. Yeah. You know, you want to go back. Can you change your answers?
Hello?
Yeah, what if I dislike people?
You should probably not
be on social networks.
I was going to say, probably not going to use your dating app. Yeah.
Well, and the other thing is there some sort of a geographic situation here? Do they bracket you geographically? Because does it, you know, if you find out that this is somebody who's a perfect match and they live in Idaho.
No, usually it's within a certain mileage.
Okay. Yeah,
that's how most of these work.
Range.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
So we got that. All right, so how do you make a baby laugh? You get a professional musician together with psychologists, brush up on the baby laughter literature, write some tunes, write some lyrics, cobble it all together into a researched-back piece of sonic science. Along with some colleagues, a guy named Casper Andyman, who is a developmental psychologist at the University of London, created the first song engineered specifically to elicit giggles from the baby.
Hmm.
At the beginning of the project, he says his team put together a few requirements. First, the song had to have a musical device like drum rolls or key changes or rising pitch glides. What does that mean?
Pitch glides?
What's a pitch glide?
I don't know. Okay. Like maybe like a glissando? Like a... maybe? I don't know.
Well, yeah, it could be. I
As
like
the
it.
Musician, you'd think I would know
I
this.
Know,
but
I know. I'm just asking. Yeah. Hello?
I must be missing something. I thought today was Tuesday.
Oh.
I only listen to y'all on Tuesdays for the music.
Sorry. You know, I didn't.
Do we have do we have a sample of this baby song, baby laughter song?
That's right. We will have have music here in just a moment, as a matter of fact. So yeah, they do that. Anyhow, it also had to have a fairly fast pace to account for the fact that a baby's heart rate is quicker than an adult's. And the last requirement was that it be recorded by a female vocalist, because babies tend to prefer women's voices. That makes sense. Ideally, it would also be recorded in the presence of a baby, as research and real-life experience have shown that our voices naturally change when we are talking to an infant, and that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
There's your
glide.
There
it is, yeah. I just adore, adore you every
day. This song is really freaking me out.
Yeah. So are those baby giggles in the song, too?
Yes, that's it, because they recorded it in the presence of a baby.
Oh.
So that's it. So maybe it becomes laughter is contagious, they tell us.
Right.
So
certainly no It's Raining Tacos.
Are there clowns like in the song music video?
That's what I pictured.
Me too. Creepy clowns. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, about 2,500 parents were surveyed to determine the noises that evoked the most positive responses from their babies, including animal impressions, raspberries, boo, and the sound of other babies laughing.
Yeah, so no, that song was just terrifying.
I said, really?
Yeah, that
it
sounded
okay.
Like...
Oh, no. I thought it was okay. It sounded like something on like a child's show.
A haunted fun house? Yeah.
Hello.
That is worse than the elliptical chick. If you don't stop, I will drive into a telephone pole.
Thank you.
Please don't drive into the telephone pole.
It was a little... cloying. Yes, it was. Just a little bit too much sweetness there. But there you go.
It's for babies.
It is. It's not for... Well,
it's not for you, Brad.
For instance, what are the name of those...
The Wiggles.
No.
I was going to say, that's what it reminded me
of. Yeah, no, this is the one that they're just little... They're little creatures that are different color, and they pop out from behind trees.
Teletubbies.
That's it.
Yeah, it's that weird.
Wow.
Yeah,
I stopped on that one time, and I just went...
Impo... That was one of their names.
I'm sorry?
Tinky Winky.
Okay.
And Poe.
Were they around when you were a little bitty?
No.
Okay, all right.
I think I was, but my brother is 7 years younger than me.
Oh, so that's it. So you snuck in the room when
so
he
I
was
probably
watching him.
Still,
okay.
Yeah. Dipsy. What are the other ones? This is going to drive me crazy.
Well, if only there were a way we could find
out.
Nothing
increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marble Craft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
A lot of women have dreamed of their wedding night since they were little girls. Well, file this one under Honeymoon Horror Stories and let it be a teachable moment for every newlywed couple out there. One bride-to-be told her fiancé, "I've always wanted my honeymoon night to be in a sunken living room with a fireplace surrounded by candles." That's not an easy request to fulfill, but give her husband credit. He did it. The guy actually found a hotel suite, and it fit the description. When they arrived after the wedding, a fire was burning in the hearth, and candles were washing the room in a romantic glow. Sadly, the evening went downhill from there. As soon as he carried his new bride across that threshold and laid her head back in that nest of candles, wham! Her hair caught on fire. Her husband immediately pulled her to the bathroom and put her head in the toilet to put out the fire. Yep, all of that on their wedding night. Now, I know a lot of unusual things can happen on that particular day. The problem is, a ruined honeymoon is often the beginning of a ruined marriage. I hope your special day goes off without a swirly, but even if it doesn't, don't let it overshadow the importance of your marriage. Turn your disappointment into a memory you can both laugh about later. With the right attitude, your honeymoon horror story can become a fairy tale relationship together. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention! If you or a loved one had hip replacement surgery and received a Stryker metal implant and suffered complications, call 800-378-0480. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Stryker hip implants such as Rejuvenate, ABG2, and Accolade are failing and causing severe pain and the need for more surgeries. Please call 800-378-0480 now, as you may be entitled to significant cash compensation for medical bills and other damages. Metal-on-metal hip parts have been shown to have a high failure rate. If you received a Stryker metal hip implant and suffered complications, call 800-378-0480 now to find out if you're eligible for a cash award. Don't wait, as time is limited. Call 800-378-0480. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-378-0480. That's 800-378-0480. Again, 800-378-0480.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:52. Texas A&M senior point guard Curtis Knox was named one of 10 finalists for the Nancy Lieberman Award. The award, which is given by the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, recognizes the top point guard in NCAA Division I women's basketball. Knox leads the NCAA in assists, averaging 9.4 per game, the most for any player nationally since 2011. The humble native is on pace to set both the Texas A&M and SEC per-game record on assists. Knox and the Aggies will be looking for their eighth straight win on Thursday when they face Alabama for the Beat the Hell Out of Breast Cancer game. Tip-off is scheduled for 7 p.m. with pregame at 6:45, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere in women's college basketball, Joyner Holmes drove for the tie-breaking layup with a minute left, and Texas held on to win its 17th consecutive game, 85-79 at Baylor last night, to end the Lady Bears' 21-game winning streak. Texas never trailed in the first-ever matchup of teams, both 12-0 in Big 12 play. The A&M men's basketball team will be seeking a fourth SEC victory in its last five league games when they return to the hardwood at Reed Arena tomorrow when they play host to Missouri at 7:30 p.m. Pregame for that one will be at 7, and you can hear it all on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Also in men's basketball, Gonzaga remains the top team in the Associated Press Top 25 Men's Basketball Poll.
The 24-0 Bulldogs received 59 of the first-place votes from reporters around the country, while second-ranked Villanova got the remaining 6 votes for first. Completing the top 5 are Kansas, Louisville, and Oregon. The second 5 this week features Baylor, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Arizona, and UCLA. In Waco, Baylor University has fired a newly hired assistant strength and conditioning coach after he was arrested on a prostitution solicitation charge. A Baylor Athletics Department statement yesterday says Brandon Washington was fired Saturday after school officials learned that he'd been arrested earlier in the day. In the NFL, Super Bowl MVP Tom Brady is hoping he'll be able to get his game jersey back. As he was leaving the locker room following the big game, Brady noticed that his jersey was missing. Governor Greg Abbott has called in the Texas Rangers to aid in the search and recovery of the now valuable jersey. Elsewhere in the NFL, the San Francisco 49ers have officially hired Atlanta offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan as their new head coach more than a month after firing Chip Kelly after just one season. The 49ers settled on Shanahan a couple of weeks ago, but had to wait until Monday to sign him to a contract because the Falcons made it to the Super Bowl. In the NBA,
zeros on the clock, streamers from the rafters, Grizzlies roll to an 89-74 win here tonight over San Antonio.
Mark Gasol and Zach Randolph scored 15 points each. Mike Conley added 12 points and 9 assists, and the Memphis Grizzlies held the San Antonio Spurs to a season low in points with an 89-74 victory last night. The game was close until Memphis stretched the margin to double digits just past the midway point of the fourth quarter. Meanwhile in Denver,
Nikola Jokic. Jokic has it. A couple of dribbles there. Hands off behind him to Gary Harris. A couple of dribbles left side to Barton for a corner three. That was good. Season high, 31 points for Will Barton. Nuggets have a 20-point lead with 2:05 to go, and this thing is over.
Will Barton scored 31 points, connecting on 5 three-pointers, and the Denver Nuggets overcame the absence of 3 starters to beat the Dallas Mavericks 110-87 last night. Dallas, which was also shorthanded, was led by Seth Curry and Yogi Ferrell. They had 15 points apiece, but the loss ended a 4-game winning streak for the Mavericks. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does your swimming pool need some work? Now is the time to do it, and the Pool Guy can help. The Pool Guy offers pool renovations, including replastering, retile, recoping, and more. Service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, and parts, equipment, and chemical sales. With over 30 years' experience, the Pool Guy offers superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products to fill your every need. Whether it is time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need some supplies, call the Pool Guy today.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Normally we'd be talking about cold weather here as we discuss Intercon. That's not the case right now, but you know, cold weather will be back. And whether we're talking cold weather or warm weather, the efficiency of your windows still doesn't change. If they're not efficient in the winter, they're not efficient in the summer and vice versa. So having energy-efficient windows is an investment you make that pays for itself because it keeps your utility bills down. Let the folks at Intercon use their experience to make sure that your windows are as efficient as they can be. Now, that can be repairing the windows that you have there, or it could be if you're going to do a new install or if you're building or remodeling. Let the experts from Intercon get in touch with you and let you know, well, you get in touch with them, and they'll let them come back to you with an estimate for what it's going to take to make those windows energy efficient. Again, whether it's repairing the ones that you have or replacing them with new ones. And also, because it will be hot, and a lot of hot, you maybe have a side of your house that gets banged by the sun, especially western exposures are a real problem in the afternoon, and it makes some rooms unlivable. Well, with solar screens from Intercon again, that can make that a much better situation for you if you have an outbuilding that you want to be able to keep the temperature under control. Solar screens can help there. So lots of opportunities for you to have energy efficiency through your windows, and the experts are Intercon. 823-3639, the number to call.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
You share your love with that special someone every day of the year. But on Valentine's Day, show that love with the perfect gift from Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Shop Montelongo's Fine Jewelry on University Drive for the most exquisite gifts this Valentine's Day, including our exclusive Texas A&M Tag Heuer watches for him and handcrafted diamond Aggie ring guards for her. And text Aggie Tag, one word, to 55498 for a chance to win a free Aggie Tag Heuer watch or a free set of Aggie ring guards. Montelongo's Fine Jewelry, the jewelry destination of Aggieland for 25 years.
Good morning, about a minute till. News Talk 1620, WTAW. The president.
We get along. I don't know if he'll admit this, but he likes me.
Yeah.
He likes me. We're besties.
But not so with Kanye.
Oh.
Yes, Kanye has dumped Mr. Trump.
What?
Just a few months after meeting with the then PE, the rapper has deleted all of his tweets that supported him now that he's president.
They were such buddies.
He is upset.
Well, he is completely emotionally stable.
Of course.
So.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's always use him as our true north, so
right?
to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway, so Kanye says that he is upset over, quote, Muslim ban, end quote, and other executive orders that the Trump administration has made.
Oh, well, now that we know how Kanye feels,
right.
we can
all well,
get on
and,
with our
and
lives.
I think we know how Martellus Bennett feels, too.
Oh, yeah?
Marcellus Bennett. What's his name?
Martellus.
Yeah, Martellus.
Yeah. Marty.
I believe that Marty has said he will not go to the White House to meet the president.
Ooh.
So, we'll see. And it's not the first time that's happened.
No.
But I can remember, I think Larry Bird once said, if the president wants to find me, he knows where I am. That was, I think, President Reagan. But
nice.
There you go. So, anyway, Martellus doesn't want to meet the president.
Okay.
So there you are. Now we know. It's 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Brian.